Sagt the Mishnah weiter in Masechtas, Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. Because in the previous Mishnah we discussed the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that was Benegeya at Kiyah Shofar. So now we continue with another Takana from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Sagt the Mishnah. The Rishayna at first, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, Hayahalulav Nitil, the Lulav was taken, only Bamikdash Shiva for 7 days. In other words, the mitzvah of Nitilas Lulav, all 7 days, was only in the Mikdash, not outside of the Mikdash. How do we know this? Well, the Pasuk says, V'lekachtem lachem b'yom rishon priyetz hadar. And then it says, V'semachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yamin. So V'semachtem, you should be happy, you should be zeichet to this simchadik mitzvah of taking the dalad minim only lefnei Hashem shivas yamin. Only in the Beis HaMikdash did they have the mitzvah for 7 days. Uva Medina, but in all places outside of the Beis HaMikdash, including Yerushalayim, that according to Shitas Rashi, the lulav was not taken, only Yom Echad, only for a single day, and that would be the first day of Sukkot, like the Pasuk says, Olekachtem lechem b'yom harishayin. Just like we learned, the Machloikis Rashi and the Rambam in the previous Mishnah, that applies to this Mishnah as well. According to Rashi, Mikdash means just the Beis HaMikdash. According to the Rambam, Mikdash means all of Yerushalayim. According to Rashi, Medina means all of Yerushalayim and, of course, the rest of Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rambam, Medina means the rest of Eretz Yisrael, but not Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, according to the Rambam, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they took the lulav all 7 days. So, like the Mishnah Vayta, Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash, when the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin of Yochanan ben Zakkai, of Yochanan ben Zakkai, who again was the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, the one who risked his life to negotiate with the Romans, the one who was instrumental in rebuilding Klal Yisrael and keeping the Sanhedrin and Torah going, even in the most difficult of times that Klal Yisrael ever experienced, the Churban. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Mesakei, Shei Lulav Nitil, the Lulav should be taken Gam B'Medina, even by Medina Shiva all 7 days. Why did he do this? As a Zeichel L'Mikdash. Without a Beis HaMikdash, no one's going to take the Lulav for 7 days? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, everybody takes the Lulav for 7 days. The Navi Yirmiyah says, "See and he dairish ain la." Zakti Gemara, we see from here, we always have to remember what went on in the Beis HaMikdash. Although, we have Lulav and Esrog all 7 days, but you have to remember, only the first day is Minatayr. The other days are Midrabanan, based on the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Another Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is that Vishihe Yoim Heinaf Kuleyos. This means the day of the Hanafa Sa'imer. On the entire day would be Aser to eat Chadash. Although we learned this in Perek Lulav HaGazel, let's explain. We know that there is an Iser to eat Chadash, the Tvua that took root in the ground after the second day of Pesach, until the next year comes, the second day of Pesach, and they are Makar of the carbon Aimer. Let's listen to the Psukim in Parshas Emor. Kapitel Chav Gimel, it begins Pasuk Tes. V'yidar B'Shem Moshe Leimer, Dabal V'nei Yisrael V'yamato Aleyem, Ki Savayu La'aretz Asher Ani Noisein Lechem, U'Ketzartem Es Ketzir. And you will reap its harvest. You're going to cut the tefuah. The aveisem is oimer reishis kitzirchem al kain. You will bring an oimer from your first harvest to the kain. So before any grain produce of the new crop could be eaten, you had to bring a certain amount of ground barley. That was the carbon oimer. It was soirim barley. And this was a carbon mincha that was brought on the Beis HaMikdash on the second day of Pesach. The heinef is oimer lefnei Hashem. He shall wave the Omer before Hashem. Now, Rashi explains, Chazal explained to us, the waving really was on the two kvasim, which came along with this. But either way, that's why our Mishnah refers to the carbon Omer as Yoim Heinaf, the day of the waving, because waving was part of the process. So, V'heinaf is Omer lefnei Hashem l'rtzaychem, mimachras ha-Shabbos yunifenu ha-Kayin. Literally, mimachras ha-Shabbos means the day after Shabbos, but Chazal understand this means the day after the first day of Pesach. This, of course, was one of the main disputes with the Tzedakim. Refused to accept Torah Shabbat Peh, and they said Mimachos HaShabbos means on Sunday. Of course, they didn't know which Sunday. I mean, there's usually 52 Sundays throughout the year. Now, the Pasuk goes on to say, in Pasuk Yud Dalet, the Lechem, the Kali, the Charmel, lo yisoichlu at etzem yemezeh. You shall not eat bread, or roasted kernels, or plum kernels, until this very day. Ad haviyachem es karben alekechem, until you bring this karben, Chukas oylemu derisechem b'chayl moish v'seichem in all of your dwelling places. So on the one hand, it's mashma, that when can you start eating the new tefuah? When you bring the carbon. On the other hand, it says, ad etzem ayayim hazeh. Just mashma, as soon as the day comes, you can start eating the nutfu. So the Gemara explains, when there is a carbon oimer, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, you can't eat it until they're makar of the carbon. But if there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can eat it in the morning, as soon as the day comes, as soon as the sun comes up, on the second day of Pesach. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misakein, sheyoyim heinaf, that this whole day that they brought the carbon oimer, sheyoyim heinaf kule, the entire day, in other words, the entire Tezayin Nisan, the second day of Pesach, aser is aser. Wait, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, the Torah says you can eat it from the morning of Tezayin. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says the entire day is aser, I can't eat it until the next morning? The answer is yes. And why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai make this takana? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, look, meheri yibana Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. And if people are going to think, they're going to remember from last year, that when there was no Beis HaMikdash, oh, you can eat it in the morning, they're going to eat it in the morning, even when there is a Beis HaMikdash. And then you're not allowed to, because you have to wait until they're makar of the carbon oimer. So memela, they shouldn't make that mistake. He made a takana, you can't eat it the entire day. The Gemara makes all kinds of calculations when exactly he was concerned the Beis HaMikdash would be built. But I would like to point out that the Chiddush Yerim says one of the reasons Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made this takana was to be mechazik, the hearts of Klal Yisrael. They were so tzibrach and they were so broken when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And here Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, no, don't eat it for the morning, because what if next year there'll be the Beis HaMikdash? And you're going to think, because last year you ate it for the morning, you could eat it for the morning also. So when he made this takana, oh, we can't eat it the entire day because maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. It imbued within them a new hope, a new kaiches, a hope that we yarshin from our fathers and they from their fathers all the way up until this generation of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Nataka Mehera, Yibana Beis HaMikdash. So quickly, chazering over our Mishnah, we learned that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, all sukkahs, was only in the Beis HaMikdash. For everyone else, it was only the first day. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that lulav should be taken even by Medina for 7 days as a zecher lemikdash. And we also learned that the second day of Pesach, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, falls under the restriction of the Isser of Chadash. In other words, you cannot eat the Nutvua until the third day of Pesach. Even though min ha-taira, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, as soon as the sun comes up on the second day of Pesach, you should be able to eat the Nutvua. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, what if the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built and the people will think you could eat it as soon as the sun comes up, and they don't know that when there is a Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait for them to be makar of the carbon oimer. So therefore, he made a takana that until the Beis HaMikdash is built, the entire day, that being the second day of Pesach, is still aser b'chadash.